right, 706 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. And so many questions right now as a hurricane making its way to the north through the Gulf. That's why we check in with Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Yeah, let's talk about Michael as it's now, I guess, officially in the Gulf.
It is in the Gulf, the southeastern Gulf of Mexico, and as of 7 o'clock, is now officially a Category 2 hurricane with 100-mile-per-hour winds, and it continues to intensify. Michael's moving north-northwest at around 12 miles per hour. The projection now is for the storm to continue on that track and then turn more to the north and then the northeast, and that should bring it into the Florida Panhandle tomorrow, most likely around noon or the early afternoon hours, and the landfall will probably be around Panama City, and that'll be the target right now, and that's where the highest winds, which could be upwards of 110 to 115 miles per hour when it makes landfall. And storm surge around Panama City and slightly east of Panama City will run 8 feet, perhaps as high as 11 feet in some areas. And, of course, very, very heavy rain across the panhandle, especially east of the storm center.
You're talking about a Category 3. I mean, this is a big storm. I mean, that's like a Frederick was a 3.
Yeah, it's going to be a powerful storm, and the worst of it, again, is going to be in that Panama City area. And, of course, it will begin to decrease as it moves inland, and by tomorrow night, it will be in southwest Georgia. And it will continue to move across Georgia tomorrow night, and by Thursday night, it will be up around Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and then move offshore. But all along that path, expect heavy rain, even into the Carolinas, where totals of 5 to perhaps 8 inches of rain could occur over central and western portions of the Carolinas.
What about storm surge in the area around landfall?
Yeah, around landfall, anywhere from 8 to possibly 11 feet. It'll decrease as you go to the west, and it's a possibility that we could see a water buildup of around 3 feet or so in Baldwin County, especially over closer to Escambia County. And when that storm gets real close to the coast and makes landfall, the wind will be out of the north over the western panhandle, and that will push water away from the coast. So the worst of the storm surge would be in Panama City and slightly to the east of Panama City.
What will we feel here going into tomorrow? I mean, you're talking about winds out of the north. How strong will those winds be? And kind of give us a timeline on that and rain.
Yeah, here in the Mobile area, we'll start to see some gusty winds tonight. Today, a few showers. Tonight, also scattered showers. Winds will pick up tonight out of the northeast at 15 to 20, occasionally gusting to 25. And then 30, we'll basically see a north wind around 20, 25 miles per hour. An occasional gust tomorrow could reach maybe 35 miles per hour. That appears to be about the worst of it for the Mobile area.
All right, and we'll just keep an eye on this. I know that there's always a chance of something changing, but this track, you feel pretty good about this track right now going into Panama City?
Yeah, we're pretty confident that that's going to be the target area. As you indicated, sometimes things change, but right now the conditions are such that we think that turns the northeast going to occur.
All right, and of course, the good news for us here along our neck of the woods is on the backside, the west side of this storm, it's bringing us cooler and drier air.
Yeah, this is going to be a real touch of autumn because that cool, dry air will come in on Thursday. And Thursday night, we'll be in the 50s, and the high was only in the 70s with sunshine on Friday.
Fantastic, Dr. Bill. We'll check back with you real soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams checks back in around 7:35 with another update on Michael and our forecast. We'll check in with Kelly for headlines next.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. 7 locations, Airport Boulevard. Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, a state of emergency is in effect. Governor Kay Ivey made that announcement on Monday in preparation of Hurricane Michael. Widespread power outages, high winds, and heavy rain all expected here in Alabama. Portions of the state are under tropical storm watches or warnings, and flash flooding and tornadoes are possible as well. The governor is encouraging residents to, quote, please stay weather aware today and tomorrow for any forecast changes. Most importantly, heed all warnings and instructions from local authorities. The state of emergency went into effect at 3 p.m., which means this declaration activates the Alabama Emergency Operations Plan. The Alabama Emergency Management Agency Director Brian Hastings, well, he wants residents and businesses here in coastal Alabama to stay vigilant and closely monitor the storm's path and be prepared for a major hurricane based on this storm's uncertainty. And if you have a smartphone, you can text AL Alert to 888-777 and you will receive information about the storm from the Alabama Emergency Management Agency. Again, text ALALERT to the number 888-777. We have more information on a fatal shooting near Ladd People Stadium early Sunday morning. 23-year-old Deontay Davis was found suffering from a gunshot wound on Dexter Avenue just before 8:15 in the morning. Davis was taken to a local hospital where he died from his injuries. Mobile police say this investigation is ongoing. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The sun is brutal this time of year on the Gulf Coast, so protect yourself, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with thermal and UV reduction ceramic films installed by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting. Don't let the sun damage your most valuable investments. Window tinting also increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is aesthetically pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint with a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Six people from Flomaton, Alabama were swept away when fast-rising floodwaters hit their RV park in Junction, Texas. That's about 2 hours northwest of San Antonio. Three have been rescued, but three are still missing this morning. The six people are staying in an RV park near Interstate 10 when the flooding started Sunday night. One of those people was rescued about 15 miles from where they were staying. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office is asking for help finding three missing women. 17-year-old Valerie Coyle was last seen August 17th in the Grand Bay area. She's 5'6 with green eyes, weighs 160 pounds. 24-year-old Trista Yelding has been missing since April of 2017. She was last seen at a friend's house on Rabin Road. And 37-year-old April Russell has been missing since March of 2016. She has brown hair, brown eyes, and is 5'4". Russell was last seen on Spring Hill Avenue. Police are investigating a Sunday night murder where a 29-year-old mother of six was shot to death. It happened on Michigan Avenue. Vanessa Thompson was killed. Police said a man was detained, but no arrests have been made. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
7:15, FM Talk 106.5. More news, more information on Hurricane Michael coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Now let's check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Edward Jones and the Rolling Tigers Booster Club.
On the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn volleyball's next three matches are on the road. A tough stretch in conference play, for sure. After that, however, Rick Knowles' bunch plays 5 of 6 at home. And the head coach hopes the home crowds will come back strong to Auburn Arena.
That's something we want to keep growing. I mean, that's, I think for our fan base, they come in, they're into it, they enjoy it, they have fun with it, and our kids feed off that.
The Tigers are 8-8 overall on the season and are at Texas A&M Friday. Now this from Alpha Insurance.
Finding a good song can be tricky, but finding affordable life insurance to fit your needs shouldn't be. From kids to retirees, Alpha offers a variety of life insurance products that can be used to cover debt, education costs, or other expenses. There's even a policy that gives you money back if you don't file a claim. Let Alpha design a plan that fits your needs and your budget. Find your local agent online at alphainsurance.com.
Auburn football's coordinators are speaking the language of responsibility at the halfway point of the season. Chip Lindsey.
Obviously, we're a rhythm offense, and we got to make sure we get into rhythm. And, you know, I got to do a better job as a coach of making sure we do that. And that's what I'm trying to focus on.
From the offensive side to the defense, here's Kevin Steele.
Video evidence doesn't lie when you're not in your gap because you're trying to make a play. And now you got two outside rather than one inside. Things aren't pretty. And that's on us as coaches to get that corrected.
Tigers back to work today as they ready for Tennessee this Saturday morning at 11. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Mark your calendars. It's the 5th annual Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash. Support Auburn University Wheelchair Basketball. November 14th from 6 till 9 p.m. at St. Dominic's Murphy Center. Enjoy great music, delicious food and drink catered by Bay Gourmet, and be entered for the $10,000 drawdown. Tickets are $100 per couple and are available at Rim Animal Clinic. A great time with great people supporting Auburn Wheelchair Basketball and a chance to win $10,000. Don't miss the annual Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash. Call Rim Animal Clinic for your ticket today.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Carla Stewart, your Spanish Fort Edward Jones financial advisor.
Or me, Keith Woodham, your West Mobile Edward Jones financial advisor.
War Eagle, everybody.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and a few thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, scattered showers and breezy with lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and windy with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
718 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Morning Stocks full forecast and a look at Hurricane Michael coming up in just about 10 minutes. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
For the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery, traffic center accident-free conditions continue and no delays from Moffitt, Dolphin, and Airport and 65 from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, 90, Rangeline, Theodore, Dawes Road, Schillinger, and Hit Road. Again, watch your speed from the downtown area across the Bayway and the Causeway. A perfect start to the morning. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile offers more room for you and your family with up to 2,850 square feet. See the brand new 4-bedroom, 2-bath Patriot the Revere double wide and pre-qualify online at Mobile Home Center. Center.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Geez, dude, you need to change your blinker fluid.
That's not a thing.
And your thoracic couplet is totally shot.
Really?
It is.
Look, nothing gets by me. Just like this oil filter. Nothing gets by Purolator.
Hey, if you're using Purolator Boss, you know your stuff.
Oh yeah, protection up to 15,000 miles.
Ooh, but you really should replace your Vesuvius valve.
Stop talking.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
Consider using these tax-saving strategies to reduce your income, lower your tax bracket, and minimize your tax bill for 2018. Max out your 401k or or contribute to an IRA to defer income and accumulate retirement assets. Take advantage of employer benefit plans such as flexible spending accounts or health savings accounts. These allow you to use a portion of your salary for medical and dental expenses with pre-tax dollars. Bunch your itemized deductions. Medical or employment-related expenses are not deductible until they exceed a certain amount. It may be better to delay payments in 1 year and prepay in the next year. Use the gift tax exclusion. You can give away $15,000 per donee. Lastly, consider tax-exempt municipal bonds where interest will often be greater than from higher-paying commercial bonds after taxes.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
Get the latest on Hurricane Michael with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, exclusively on FM Talk 106.5.
722 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Glad you're along. On the text line, Wes says, very high tide on the causeway today. I guess that would be, of course, a low pressure and any kind of southerly wind we're dealing with. High tide at 8:15, 8:20, something like that, at the mouth of the Mobile River. Speaking of the causeway, too, it's not over top the causeway, so there's no reason you can't check out the original Oyster House today. Tonight, you get that $6.99 app, dollar off drafts, 5 to 7 every Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Go in and maybe start for a great dinner or a cap off to the day, however you want to do it. It is dollar off drafts, $6.99 apps at the Causeway location of the original Oyster House. Of course, great things going on at the foot of 59 in Gulf Shores at the original Oyster House with Shrimp Festival happening. Maybe stop in there and then go over to the Shrimp Festival or do the Shrimp Festival, then go to the original Oyster House. Mix it up however you want, but check out the original Oyster House on the Causeway or in Gulf Shores. They're online at originaloysterhouse.com. Now let's check headlines with Kelly. Even the livestock looking for shelter with Michael's approach.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. As Hurricane Michael gets closer and closer to our area, temporary shelters are opening their doors for livestock, which are evacuating Florida. The Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries made that announcement on Monday. The storm is set to make landfall on Florida's Gulf Coast sometime Wednesday. Animals moving due to evacuation orders will be exempt from a certificate of veterinary inspection. Livestock owners must bring the following items: a current list of all animals, including their records of feeding, vaccinations, and tests, proof of ownership for all animals, supplies for temporary identification of your animals, like plastic neck bands, permanent markers to label your animal with name, address, and telephone numbers, handling equipment like halters and appropriate tools for each kind of animal, water, feed, and buckets, tools and supplies needed for sanitation. Alabama's emergency shelter is located at Garrett Coliseum at 1555 Federal Drive in Montgomery. The shelter opens at 7:30 a.m. If you have more questions or you like more information on the other locations which are opening their doors, you're encouraged to call 334-240-7278. If you had plans to attend the 47th annual National Shrimp Festival, your times have shifted a bit. Due to safety being a number one priority, a decision has been made to delay the opening of the festival to 5 p.m. on Thursday, October the 11th. Vendor check-in has been delayed to Wednesday afternoon. All vendors will receive an email. Current shrimp festival hours are Thursday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 725 FM Talk 106.5. About 10 minutes away from another discussion of our weather here at home and what's going to go on at Panama City and to the east with Dr. Bill Williams. It'll be about 735. As they're getting ready and making preparations along the Florida Panhandle due to the threat of Hurricane Michael, of course, we've heard about what's being done here, what's being done over there, because they're looking at a possibility of a Category 3 by landfall tomorrow, Panama City, Panama City Beach area. Threes are... wind-wise, that's intense.
No joke.
What they're looking at, and they were talking about this yesterday. Mario Gisbert, who is the city manager in Panama City Beach, had this to say.
We started meetings yesterday. They started talking about the evacuation, the logistics of the evacuation. Traffic control already started changing the timing on the traffic lights so that people could leave town easier, that they could come into town.
Also, Florida Governor Rick Scott commenting yesterday on preparations and telling people this is a serious, serious hurricane.
The Panhandle and parts of the Big Bend will likely see winds in excess of 110 miles per hour.
We have never seen a storm like this hit this part of our state. Again, Hurricane Michael is forecast to be the most destructive storm to hit the Florida Panhandle in decades. My goal is everybody take this seriously. You always prepare for the worst. This is a massive storm. We've not seen anything like it in the Panhandle. And we have great teams around the state, but every family's got to be prepared.
Also, President Trump in Florida yesterday and commented as well.
As Hurricane Michael nears landfall, we are working with state and local officials in Florida to take all necessary precautions, and we urge all residents to be prepared and to heed local officials. I told Rick Scott that we are ready for you. We have already briefed FEMA, and FEMA's getting prepared, and it looks like a big one. Can you believe it? It looks like another big one, but we've handled them well. We handle them very well, and that includes the one that just left us in Florida. Never ends.
It takes breaks, but yeah, never ends. President Trump yesterday commenting, and I'm thinking about the fact that, what was it, just a month and a half ago or so, we were all saying, well, you know, they really missed the mark on the number of hurricanes for this season. It's really below, you know, what they were saying.
Yeah, I think the cable networks thought that the season ended like a month ago, like you said, because I remember the conversation we were having in here, and you said, you know, there have been storms that have rolled through as late as November.
That's
before,
right.
So don't go ahead and pack everything up and head home.
Yeah, we're on the M over. Storm now. Yeah, speaking of people heading home or people heading to storm zones, we saw something earlier on Twitter music that David had put up here. It says, this according to, I guess, the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, it's a trespass warning. What is it? It's a
person of interest.
Person of interest, Jim Cantore. It's got pictures of him. Different shots there, and it says person of interest, trespass warning. In other words, stay away.
Yeah, I love the pictures they have of him, especially the one in the center where he's wearing his raincoat, his Weather Channel issued raincoat with a large rubber ducky in his arm.
It's a good look for him. All right, 727 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill will bring us up to date on Michael in just a few minutes. And also, I mentioned this. I've gotten a few texts about this. The backside pumpkin painting that seems to be one of the trends going on for Halloween this year. How about a little more modest out there? Okay,
it doesn't take much to be more modest than that.
I mentioned yesterday on the midday show that the company behind Top Ramen and Cup of Noodles has now launched their official online store. No, not to buy ramen, not to buy the actual noodles. It's to buy swag, merchandise. I think this is going to be, I really do think this will be big for them.
Ramen merch.
Yeah, things like t-shirts, hats, pillows, and even Halloween costumes.
Wow.
Yeah. Nissin Foods has launched the official Top Ramen and Cup of Noodles store. It's not for massive quantities of cheap noodles. They are selling the swag. What do they have out there? Well, they even have a throw pillow that looks like a bag of ramen. But they have a adult costume here, not one for the kids, I guess size-wise. But it looks like you're a cup of noodles. It's got the styrofoam thing. Your legs come out one side and your head's come out, your head comes out, and your arms come out. You can go to Nissin Fan Store, NissinFanStore.com, or just check out my Twitter feed. You'll find the link there. Go check it out. What's new from the folks at Ramen? Not to eat, but to wear, to decorate your house with, to give as gifts. It's out there.
I think that Halloween costume would be popular at college parties, for sure.
Except some idiot buddy of mine would have tried to pour boiling water on me.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The governors of Florida and Alabama have declared states of emergency ahead of Hurricane Michael. Traffic slowed to a crawl on coastal highways in Panama City Beach, many trying to get out. In Seaside, Florida, businesses are boarding up. And throughout the panhandle, concerned homeowners like Mark Schneider are bracing for a major hurricane.
Unfortunately, it looks like it's coming directly at us, and all you can do is prepare.
Long lines wrapped around fuel stations as people filled up their cars and gas cans. Governor Scott has activated more than 1,200 National Guard members.
We have never seen a storm like this hit this part of our state. Again, Hurricane Michael is forecast to be the most destructive storm to hit the Florida Panhandle in decades.
The storm is forecast to hit the Florida Panhandle on Wednesday. The National Weather Service predicts Michael will be a Category 3 hurricane when it hits. Because of the storm, Okaloosa County and Santa Rosa County school districts will be closed today and Wednesday. Escambia County, Florida district schools will be in session today, but will have an early dismissal and will be closed on Wednesday. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Are you a gun enthusiast? Do you have a large collection of valuables to protect and store? Only at Mike Ward's will you find large capacity safes in stock. The Liberty Colonial 50 holds up to 64 long guns. Need more space? This American Security holds up to 73 guns. Or step up to the Fort Knox and secure up to 100 long guns. Don't make the mistake of buying a safe that's too small. Let our knowledgeable staff help you. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, the right choice. I-65 at Moffett Road. Look for the giant yellow safe.
Michael has just been upgraded to a Category 2 hurricane by the National Hurricane Center. The storm churning through the Gulf of Mexico toward Mobile, Alabama and the Florida Panhandle and picking up strength. 100 counties along 300 miles of coastline are under emergency declarations, and Florida Governor Rick Scott is warning residents.
Let me be clear. Hurricane Michael is a monstrous storm, and the forecast keeps getting more dangerous. And we're now just 12 hours away from seeing impacts.
Michael is forecast to hit the Florida coast tomorrow before moving over Alabama, Georgia, and the Carolinas tomorrow night and Thursday. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel is rejecting President Trump's call for Chicago police to start using stop and frisk tactics to get the city's violent crime under control, saying, quote, the failed policies he's talking about would damage public trust in police. The New York Daily News reports disgraced former Congressman Anthony Weiner doing time for lewd texting with a 15-year-old girl will be released 3 months early on May 14th for good behavior. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The International Monetary Fund has lowered its forecast for global economic growth this year and next, citing rising trade protectionism and instability in emerging markets. The IMF says the global economy will expand 3.7% this year, down from its April estimate of 3.9%. Close to one in five who are 65 or older is still working, the highest percentage in more than half a century. And the one who's still working may be better off. As more and more people delay retirement, it's those with a college degree that find it easiest to keep working past 65. Their less educated peers, meanwhile, are having a more difficult time staying in the workforce. It's a crucial distinction because financial experts say both groups would benefit from working an extra year or more to improve their retirement security. Workers at some of Hawaii's most iconic hotels are joining a national strike. About 2,700 Marriott employees on Oahu and Maui yesterday joined the strike over wages. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
A major hurricane is approaching, and State Farm is there. You can find preparation tips at statefarm.com, but you can start getting ready for its arrival by securing valuables, shutting off utilities, and boarding up windows. If the hurricane does strike the area, State Farm is already preparing to help our policyholders recover as quickly as possible. If you need to file a claim as a result of the hurricane, call your State Farm agent or 1-800-SF-CLAIM. That's 1-800-732-5246.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So there's the upgrade now. Michael in Category 2.
It is with 100 mile per hour winds now, and it's going to increase in intensity. Conditions are very favorable in the upper atmosphere for this storm to grow, and it's got a long ways to go yet before it reaches its target right now, which is the Florida Panhandle around Panama City. And it looks like that landfall will occur tomorrow afternoon, could be early afternoon, and with potentially winds of 110 to 115, maybe more, miles per hour. So it's going to be a strong storm. It already is, and will gain in intensity. It looks like a storm surge of anywhere from 8 to 11 feet could occur just to the east of the storm center, just to the east of Panama City tomorrow. And the storm surge, of course, will be a lot less to the west, and because we'll see offshore winds, that is the western panhandle, and even over into the Mobile area, we will see offshore winds, a northerly wind, and that, of course, pushes water away from the coast. So it looks good for us, but not so good for the Florida Panhandle.
You start talking about a Category 3 storm. I mean, that's on the level of Frederick.
Yeah, Frederick was 130 sustained when it reached the coast, and that now actually is classified as a Category 4 when it reaches 130. But I might point out that we had wind gusts of 145 miles per hour down at the in the Sealab area, Dauphin Island, during Hurricane Frederick.
So this is intense storm. What about when you talk about that storm surge? Of course, there's the number for the height in feet, but there's also what's the terrain like? I mean, you look at that area around Panama City, not a lot of elevation, is there?
No, not at all. So an 8 to 10 or 11 feet is going to produce a serious problem. As with any coastal area, wherever you have a concave curvature of the coast, and that really piles water up, and you get a stronger surge in those areas. So that's why 8 feet is generally considered the will be the surge for this particular storm. But in coves along the coast, it could be as high as 11 feet.
Wow. Wow. What about here at home? What will we feel from it wind-wise, rain-wise, and what's your timeline on that?
Yeah, we're going to be on the western fringe. It's possible that we could see some gusts get up near 40 miles an hour tomorrow. But most of the time, tomorrow we should see a northeast wind at around 15 to 20 miles per hour. We'll see a few showers around today. It'll be in the mid-80s, and the wind mainly out of the east, gusting up over 20 at times. Tonight, you notice the wind's picking up out of the northeast at 15 to 20, gusting to 25. And we'll see a few showers tonight. Tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers, occasional thunderstorm. It will be windy tomorrow. And as I mentioned, a north wind, 20 to 25, gusting to 35 miles per hour for tomorrow afternoon. Winds will die down tomorrow night. And on Thursday, it'll be partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower. We'll be in the mid-80s. But then a cold front comes in, and the cool, dry air will be pulled down from the north. And as a result, we'll be in the 50s for Thursday night, around 58 degrees. And then Friday, sunny and only 78. And back into the 50s, Friday night, Saturday, sunny and about 82. And around 85, and sunshine on Sunday with a slight chance of a shower.
All right. So, Paul, it's bad news for our friends down the coast. To the east, it's good news for us back home.
Definitely, but this is our real touch of autumn.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with a track of Hurricane Michael, and of course his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long, and our forecast 24/7 right here at FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, we'll check headlines with Kelly. Also, Kane in with traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Mobile's Brad Israel. He's an Army major and Green Beret who's transferred remarkably well into the private sector. More after this from Roberts Brothers. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Sherry Roberts with Roberts Brothers. I have the keys to your new home. Give me a call today, 334-233-5504.
can making friends with villagers in eastern Afghanistan who previously were working to kill outsiders like Brad be a model for anything in the workplace? Are there skills learned in that environment that can be valuable for people like you and me? Brad says yes. And what surprised me the most is that it isn't the equipment he had, the resources he was given, or his bravery in the face of danger, but the relationships he developed with his team that mattered more than anything else. For more, listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Traffic starting to build now as the traffic in for the Eastern Shore, Fairhope and Daphne, but accident-free conditions continue. Airport, Mount Lamar, Dauphin, Moffitt, Old Shell, all starting seas of traffic building, but again, no wrecks in the roadways. A good ride. School zones are going to be busy, backing down to 15 miles an hour. Fall is here, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel, Golf Resort, and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash, and activities lawn. Get details online at Grand 1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 742 FM Talk 106.5. Now more on hurricane preparations being made on the Gulf Coast. Here's Kelly with headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Here on the Gulf Coast, all eyes are on Hurricane Michael, especially in the Florida Panhandle. It's where Governor Rick Scott says they have not seen a storm like this in years. The governor there is reminding everyone that Hurricane Michael is a massive storm that can bring devastating destruction to parts of the state, especially the Panhandle. Monday night, Governor Scott activated the 24-hour Emergency Operations Center. He also informed the public that he had spoken to President Trump, who has committed any federal resources to Florida. The governor says that federal resources are already pouring in and they're doing the very best they can to monitor fuel supplies across the state. The National Hurricane Center is predicting 8 to 12 feet of storm surges in some areas. Officials are reminding families to have a plan. As of right now, 1,250 National Guardsmen have already been activated to the Panhandle, and an additional 4,000 with the Florida National Guard are on standby, as are 350 Florida State Troopers. All of those numbers, of course, can change based on how this weather goes into effect. Governor Scott says that he has declared a state of emergency in 35 Florida counties. All state offices in those counties are closed today, and you will not have to pay tolls while the state of emergency is in effect. Four U-Haul companies across the Carolinas, Georgia, Alabama, and Florida are offering 30 days of free self-storage and U-Box container usage at 28 facilities. There are 11 in Florida and 4 in Alabama. This is for residents who stand to be impacted by the heavy rains and extreme winds associated with Hurricane Michael. Cat 1 storm is expected to make landfall on Wednesday. The president of the U-Haul Company of Tallahassee says, as a member of these communities, we are in a position to lend a helping hand by providing this free self-storage service to our neighbors in harm's way. If you need information about the 30 days free self-storage assistance, you should contact the nearest participating U-Haul store. That's on Spring Hill Avenue, I-65 Service Road South, Airport Boulevard, and Government Street. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Six people from Flomaden, Alabama were swept away when fast-rising floodwaters hit their RV park in Junction, Texas. That's about 2 hours northwest of San Antonio. Three have been rescued, but three are still missing this morning. The six people are staying in an RV park near Interstate 10 when the flooding started Sunday night. One of those people was rescued about 15 miles from where they were staying. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office is asking for help finding three missing women. 17-year-old Valerie Coyle was last seen August 17th in the Grand Bay area. She's 5'6", with green eyes, weighs 160 pounds. 24-year-old Trista Yelding has been missing since April of 2017. She was last seen at a friend's house on Rabin Road. And 37-year-old April Russell has been missing since March of 2016. She has brown hair, brown eyes, and is 5'4". Russell was last seen on Spring Hill Avenue. Police are investigating a Sunday night murder where a 29-year-old mother of six was shot to death. It happened on Michigan Avenue. Vanessa Thompson was killed. Police said a man was detained, but no arrests have been made. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. Seven locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
Good morning, 746 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. It was a record-breaking Monday night for Drew Brees as he led his New Orleans Saints to a 43-19 win over the Washington Redskins. In front of a sold-out home crowd, Drew Brees broke Peyton Manning's record for all-time career passing yards in the second quarter on a 62-yard touchdown pass to Tre'Quan Smith.
Wide open, and Smith, what a way to do it! A 62-yard touchdown pass is the way that Drew Brees fittingly goes into the record book.
The Saints dominated the entire game, taking a 26-13 lead into halftime and a 40-13 lead into the fourth quarter. Saints running back Mark Ingram scored two touchdowns in his first game after serving a four-game suspension. Brees finished the night with 363 yards passing and three touchdowns. That means he now has 499 career touchdown passes, one shy of becoming the fourth quarterback in NFL history to join the 500-touchdown club. Last night, Brees spoke about breaking Peyton Manning's all-time passing record and what it means for his children.
Well, it's probably what I tell them every night before they go to bed, which is, you know, you can accomplish anything in life you're willing to work for. So, just, you know, nothing's given, everything's earned, but, you know, God has equipped us for great works, and I tell them that every night.
The Saints have a bye next week. That's probably to process all of Brees' achievements from last night. And then the following week, they'll take their 4-1 record to Baltimore to take on the Ravens. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves came up short against the L.A. Dodgers, losing 6-2 in Game 4 of the NLDS. That ends the young Braves' exciting season after they won the NL East division for the first time in 5 years. LA's Manny Machado had an RBI single to give the Dodgers a 1-0 lead, but Atlanta answered in the fourth inning when Kurt Suzuki knocked in two runs on a single. Former South Alabama Jaguar and postseason star David Freese gave the Dodgers their final runs that they would need with a two-run single in the sixth, and Machado added a three-run homer the next inning for good measure. Braves first baseman Freddie Freeman showed his disappointment in the loss following the game.
We didn't win the World Series, so the lost season in my book, but overall, I thought winning the division, it's a good start to what's going to happen in the future.
The Dodgers now head to the NLCS for the third consecutive season. They'll take on the Milwaukee Brewers for the opportunity to play in the World Series. Also yesterday, the Houston Astros finished a three-game sweep of the Cleveland Indians with an 11-3 win. The Astros scored six runs in the eighth inning and got two home runs from George Springer and a three-run homer from Carlos Correa. The defending champion Astros will now move on to the ALCS for the second consecutive year. They'll face either the Boston Red Sox or the New York Yankees. Last night, the Red Sox crushed the Yankees 16-1 to take a 2-1 series lead. It was the worst postseason loss in franchise history for the Yankees.
Drubbing.
It really is, and it was in New York. Boston's Brock Holt hit five RBI and became the first player ever to hit for the cycle in a postseason game. Holt hit a single and a triple in the fourth inning, a ground rule double in the eighth,
and a home run to complete the cycle in the ninth.
I mean, wouldn't the Bad News Bears, they're doing this over the Yankees.
Yeah, and the Yankees actually had a big blowout win over the Red Sox in Game 2, and the Red Sox won pretty big in Game 1, so that's kind of been the story of this series.
16-1?
Yeah, there hasn't been anything like that in a very, very long time.
Wow.
Red Sox could close out the series tonight with Game 4 set to begin in the Bronx at 7 p.m., but with how this series has gone back and forth, I wouldn't rule out a Yankees win tonight. 10 minutes till 8 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
What you say, oh, pitchers. I was thinking you might need select pitchers if you have 16 runs scored on.
The pitchers at Butch Cassidy's more successful than the Yankees pitchers last night.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. No complaints so far across the Bayway. You'll see heavier traffic, though, westbound lanes along I-10. Just be patient now from the Bayway all the way in towards the tunnel. You're seeing heavier traffic, but no accidents reported. With the heaviest traffic, westbound I-10 across the Bayway. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them online at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane on the way in with your FM Talk 106.5. Live traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and a few thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, scattered showers and breezy with lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and windy with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
This is Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E, Chris Francis Tree Care, online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook, or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
753 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up next hour, we'll talk to Dr. Bill again for the latest on Hurricane Michael, the track and the intensity. Also, Quinn Hilliard joins us, and your chance to turn up your voice at 343-0106. Now, let's check more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. School closings in Florida to tell you about impacting K through college ages. The Santa Rosa District Schools are closed today and Wednesday. School officials say they will make a decision regarding Thursday in the upcoming hours. Also, to monitor the district website and local media outlets for your updates. The Escambia County School District, Florida, their superintendent has announced that school will be in session today for a half-day early release. This will allow families and staff enough time to prepare for the possible impact of Hurricane Michael. Schools will also be closed on Wednesday. All extracurricular activities have also been canceled as well for both dates. Pensacola State College, all of your campuses and centers will close at noon today and remain closed through Wednesday. This includes all offices, classes, evening classes, and online classes. The Florida Forest Service offices, they are closing throughout Blackwater Forestry Center in anticipation of Hurricane Michael. The Florida Forest Service is shutting down its operations, its offices, and recreation and day use in areas of Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties beginning today. The closure will last through the close of business on Thursday. This includes all campgrounds, trails, swimming lakes, day use areas, and offices, all included in this closure. If you'd like more information on Hurricane Michael, be sure to check your local emergency management agency. Also in Florida, Pensacola police need your help to find 25-year-old Jamal Lee Simmons. He is wanted for burglary, grand theft, criminal mischief, credit card fraud, and dealing in stolen property. He's 5'5" and weighs 160 pounds. If you call Crime Stoppers at 433-STOP, you may receive a reward if he is captured and arrested based on your tip. You also can call the Pensacola Police Department, 435-1901. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 756, FM Talk 106.5. By the way, the story from yesterday has gotten so much attention, still trending today. The video showing the DiGiorno's pizzas at a Little Caesars. Have you seen this?
I haven't seen the video. Okay. I saw the headlines.
I have to link the video up. So it's it came out, I guess, over the weekend here, a short Twitter video going viral right now that shows a bunch of DiGiorno frozen pizza boxes at a Little Caesars in Indiana.
It's amazing.
Well, now, of course, here's the rest of the story, but I know the internet doesn't really care. They actually, it's a good reason, Little Caesars is part of Kmart. They still have Kmart? Okay. Huh. Little Caesars is part of a Kmart. I guess a Little Caesars inside the Kmart there in Indiana.
That's a combination I've never seen.
And someone had returned those DiGiorno pizzas because they were expired. And the shopping cart of frozen pizzas just happened to be parked in front of the Little Caesars counter in that Kmart. But until people found that out, it really looked like Little Caesars was trying to pass off the frozen pizzas as their own. You know, really, it didn't delivery. It's Little Caesars. But no, the rest of the story, I know this ruins everything from the internet yesterday, the shopping cart full of the DiGiorno's in front of Little Caesars, but it was because they're kind of inside the same building and somebody was doing it. So there you go.
I thought that would be the perfect, you know, DiGiorno commercial if right. They were actually using the DiGiorno's in the Little Caesars boxes, but that's not the case.
Don't let the internet tell you differently. That's still their story, but there's a little more to that story. Hour number three of Mobile Mornings on the way next.